The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the College 4 Creative Studies, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent.
Frantically filling out the sheets here. Thanks a lot. Oh, it's worse than having food in my mouth.
No, it's just as bad as having food.
Did he interrupt your sketching, Dave?
Always. But that's Matt's forte. He does it well. So.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I only have two choices of people to start with. Maybe one day I'm just going to go across the table
except
and blow
when he's got
everybody's
a pork
mind.
Bun in his mouth.
Well, your sketches of overheated profs in Briggs are going to be used to fuel this online petition, which, of course, any of our listeners could fill out if they want.
If you want, I can even get more graphic for you guys if you want. No, we'll keep it civil.
Sounds dangerous.
PG-13. PG-13.
No
R.
PG-13. No R.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well.
Maybe even NR.
Right.
I can push the bounds.
Yeah.
The Briggs Building in this wonderful. What do we have? About 14 days. Getting closer to 15, 16 days of extreme heat here in the Detroit area in late September. It was pretty rough. I got to say. Sweating is my least favorite hobby.
Oh, that's right. You guys got air conditioning this year, too,
yes,
haven't you?
That's that. Everybody was blaming me because I got air at home. It's like, this
was
is your fault.
We didn't have summer until it turned autumn, and then we broke all of the heat records for the year.
100%.
Global warming.
That's right. Continuing around the table, Professor Kendra Evans is here from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Hello. Glad to be here.
How are you?
Great.
Join me in a game of backgammon, will you?
Right as soon as I read up on the rules.
Did anybody bring any tokens?
It's not very hard to play, although I doubt I could remember now.
I don't remember how
thinking about it.
I seem to remember playing at age 7.
Oh, it's easy. It's fun.
I mean, I know it's not hard.
Yeah, but what is it? I don't know.
One of the tables here in the library has a backgammon board.
Yeah.
Right on top of it.
That's right. Kendra is actually seated at this table right now, so it wasn't just a random request. It had some sort of background. End of week 5, Kendra.
Ooh,
one
amen.
Third of the semester is
amen.
Over. Amen, indeed. What more can I say? Continuing around the table, Professor Jim Tubbs is here from Religious Studies.
And he doesn't know where the 5 weeks went. Of course, I still don't know where the summer went either. So.
What summer?
Well, it was just last week, of course.
Yeah, just
you know,
last week.
Doesn't that make sense?
Literally.
Just
oh my
week.
Gosh! It's particularly been particularly warm, and then we do not have anything in the middle in Michigan. Immediately 0% humidity and 40 degrees in the morning.
Yeah, was it 2 days ago that we set the record for the high temperature for the year?
That's right.
That is after
exactly
summer
correct.
Is over.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable! We're following the seasons quite closely, but mostly from sweaty, rumpled clothing. I'm across the table from
Speak
me.
Speak for yourself, Matthew.
Oh, you never look rumpled, Jim, but I always look rumpled.
TMI.
I have sweaty, rumpled clothing in the middle of January.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know.
Well, that's different. That's different. The voice of Professor Beth Oljar from Philosophy is here.
Good to be here.
Yes, good to see you again.
Thank you.
Thanks again for the kind gifts. Halloween is just around the corner.
I know you
Which I can say at any
so
time
excited.
Of year, by
Are
the way.
Are you listening to Christmas carols yet, Kendra?
Oh, yes. And yes, a student did come in and say, I know you're not listening to Christmas music. Like there was an authority coming from the student.
I'll have to come over to your office.
Oh, yes. It's very relaxing. It soothes me.
I do that when I'm grading papers at the end of term one because it reminds me there's something to look forward to.
Oh, yes. Well, I do it when I'm grading papers at the end of week 5 in term one.
Crate and Barrel has their new Christmas ornaments out.
I gotta go.
I'm just saying.
I gotta go.
Unbelievable. And, of course, stores have their Christmas stuff out because they've had their Halloween stuff out for a few weeks, right? Isn't that the way the world works? Someone I know who frequents all of these kinds of establishments, Professor Dan Maggio of the First Organization.
Hi, Matt.
How are you doing?
Good to be here.
Somehow I get a feeling every time I go into Target that I'm going to run into somebody. And just the other day, there was someone who looked a lot like you. I did not accost this person.
How do you know it wasn't me?
Who looked... Because I sort of did like a 360. I don't want to, you know.
Look like a stalker?
Yep, like a stalker.
Yeah, like a stalker. They look like you from the reverse, but not from the obverse, if that makes any sense.
It does. I was going to ask you how I look from the back, but I don't
or
know if I want to know.
Sometimes you just
answer.
Take pictures when you're in office supply stores. And send them to
of
your friends and say,
by.
I was thinking of you because I'm at Staples.
Well, there was a lot of office supplies, and I was thinking about Beth.
Of course.
She loves office supplies.
Of course.
Who doesn't?
Let me tell
you. Best reason to be a professor ever.
Shopping for that stuff for back to school is just, it's really, really close to the bottom of my list of things that I like to
you,
do.
Did
it's
you get them the
brutal.
Big box of crayons? The
of
64?
Okay. Absolutely.
I always got stuck with notebooks.
Do it at Costco on a Saturday afternoon, and then you can take all the samples,
yeah.
too,
oh,
you know, while you're there. That makes everything worthwhile.
I got to try that out sometime. Holy smokes. A vision... In violet, it's Professor Joe Abbasett.
I was thinking plum or maybe even aubergine.
Yes, it is sort of aubergine, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought he was being Prince of Stand in there for a moment. That's
I
awesome.
Didn't think about it that deeply. I just threw whatever on.
Don't say that because you look the best out of all of us. Like yeah. every, no.
You're the most dressed up.
Yeah, what's that thing around your neck?
Yeah.
You're unrumpled.
I guess so.
And there's
unsweaty.
A word you don't usually hear. Yeah.
Now, our listeners need to know that Matthew is wearing a very sporty bow tie with his bright red shirt.
Of course, in the grand scheme of overbooking, we're having a first annual a department seminar in my department at exactly this moment. So I figured I'd look nice for the speaker, even though I couldn't actually go to their talk.
Oh, well.
It's just, it's just the way
it works.
You dressed
up for
That's
it.
That's just really thoughtful of you, Matt.
Yeah.
And also, I did it for you all, of course.
Or thoughty.
For radio.
Yes,
for radio.
Last but most certainly not least, Professor Heather Hill Vasquez is here from English.
Hello.
So you and I can play chess, checkers.
Yeah, chess, checkers.
Can you play Jenga on a board like that? I don't
think
so.
You can.
Well, it would help to have the pieces of the actual game.
Yeah, no, well, you just start taking off jewelry, and this is a pawn.
Wait a minute.
What was your favorite board game growing up, Heather?
Wow. TikTok.
I was going to guess Candyland.
No, not Candy. It depends on what you mean by growing up. I mean, which phase of
You're
my development.
Hannah's grown up.
Between infant and today, what was
Between
your favorite board game?
Between infant and today. Oh, I liked the game of life.
The game of life. I was going to say. That was one of my favorites.
It goes on forever.
Those little teeny people, man, you could
but
choke
you know,
on those, man.
But they were blue, and they were pink.
That's the other Monopoly-length game.
That's right.
Yeah, but what happens if you've got more kids than the car can hold?
I don't know.
That is a good question.
I always mixed up the blue and the pink ones because, you know, I was a feminist even then.
I stacked them in
don't need to have the colors along gender lines.
It should just be yellow. Everybody should be yellow.
Could be green. Could be green.
Oh.
You know, yellow and green, that'd be fine.
That was not meant... In the way that you think it was meant,
mind
Professor Chow.
Oh, my. Well, folks, I'll tell you what. This is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. And if you stump our panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize, too. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. Please do not slash the professors, just the ATP. Or you can find us on the Facebook. Okay, we have some questions here sent by longtime question sender, Rachel Ralston. Here's a bevy of 20 offbeat questions from all over the map. No, the questions are not about maps, although that would be an interesting topic to research one day. Enjoy, Rachel Ralston.
Well, and it would probably stump us, given that we have to turn around and check the map that's on the wall.
We don't have a map in here now.
We don't have a map in here. We don't. We really don't.
Which some people might call cheating.
The only map we have is the state of Michigan Lower Peninsula.
Right.
Okay.
We can mirror images. We can do...
No, you can do Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Tennessee.
That's actually quite accurate.
Oh, my gosh.
Pennsylvania.
Okay. No connection with these questions, so let's jump around, shall we?
Okay.
On which, during which Elton John song does he sing about electric boots and a mohair suit?
Benny and the Jets.
Benny and the Jets.
Everyone's singing it now, so.
Yeah, it's a wonderful
let's
song.
Have lots like that, and it'll we'll be great.
I love it when our listeners send in questions that were, you know, Wikipedia random button pushes. It actually is very, very cool. I like that a lot. On the TV show Chips, that's what we're going to now.
Wow.
What was Officer Ponchirello's first name?
Something odd, like Ernest or Fabio or something like that.
It wasn't John and it wasn't
John
Ernest.
Was the
it wasn't
one.
Fabio. It was Frank, but to be technical, it was Francis.
Yeah.
Francis. But they called him Frank, yes. Nickname-a-rama here. Which automobile company's logo features the Seven Sisters? not the seven undergraduates programs from out east.
Subaru?
It's Subaru, that's Subaru. Right. Yeah, that's right. Very good. I believe
stars.
The Seven Sisters is the constellation.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I actually have a Subaru. I probably should have known that.
I used to have a Subaru. Yeah. Now Olivia has
a
it.
Subaru.
As a Metro Detroiter, I immediately am channeling the jingle for Hodges Subaru radio commercial, which I hear pretty much 10 times on a daily basis. At Woodward and 9 in Ferndale.
No, they're 8 and 9.
Oh, they're at
8.
They
moved down.
That's right. They moved down.
And now I just want to go there and buy a Subaru, get a mattress.
Oh, it's a mattress store now. That's right.
Does the mattress fit in the Subaru?
Depends on the Subaru.
Yeah.
Probably fit on.
You're in Detroit, so you put it on the roof.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And tape it fly down. Off
and you hold it with one hand while driving up the freeway. So.
And get some Gorilla Tape.
What are the 5 most populous cities of the United States that dwell in the central time zone?
Chicago.
Minneapolis.
Houston.
Minneapolis.
No. Dallas. Not in the top 5. Oh. Dallas is number 4.
San Antonio.
Houston's number 2. San Antonio's number 3. You have Chicago, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas.
St. Louis. City?
Minneapolis.
Haven't heard it yet.
Lincoln, Memphis? Nebraska.
It's another city in Texas.
Oh, Houston.
We have Houston.
San Antonio.
We have San Antonio.
Austin.
It's Austin.
Austin.
The 5th one. Chicago and then 4 cities in Texas. Pretty unbelievable.
It
and I
would have
thought Minneapolis, too. Minneapolis isn't that
what
big.
What about St. Louis?
St. Louis doesn't qualify. Doesn't qualify.
Okay.
Want to recount.
Yeah. Is that the larger metropolitan area or just proper?
That's a good question. The
that
borders
makes a
of the megalopolis, as they used to say. Yeah.
Kendra's right.
I think she's right. Who was the first president who was heard to speak on the radio? And this, of course, is a grand irony based on his nickname.
Calvin Coolidge.
Coolidge. Silent
Cal. Silent Cal.
Mr. President, I have a bet running that I can get you to say more than 2 words. You lose. The end. One of my favorite pieces of Americana.
Wilson, so at least I was in the right vicinity.
Which NFL franchise has appeared the most for Monday Night Football? It's actually kind of a cool piece of trivia. Who's been on it the most?
Dallas.
Cowboys.
No, but that makes perfect sense, doesn't
it? The Bears?
Not the Bears.
Packers.
Not the Packers.
The Broncos.
No.
Steelers.
Still
the
haven't
Patriots.
Heard.
Here we go.
In modern era, they're not much
New York
for winning.
New York Giants?
No.
Cleveland Browns?
No.
Raiders?
Steelers.
Not us.
No.
Packers. Rams.
Yeah. It says Bengals. Here it's the Dolphins.
Oh.
Wow.
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, they aren't known for winning.
Yeah. They probably always have the best weather. I mean, in which city did General Sherman, in which city did General Sherman's March to the Sea end?
Savannah.
Savannah. Home of SCAD, Savannah College of Art and Design. It's one of your, like, big-time sports rivals, right?
Not really. No, they've actually got an equestrian program.
Oh.
Savannah? SCAD
does?
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Fancy schmancy.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Artistic horse riding?
I guess.
Dressage.
Dressage, yeah.
That is not easy to
creative
do,
dressage.
Actually.
Creative dressage.
It's harder to do than it looks.
I know it is,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it is. On the TV show Sanford and Son, what was Aunt Esther's last name?
Wow.
Esther Payne.
It doesn't say that.
Was it Custer? No. Woody? Was it Brown?
Nope. Not Brown.
Esther.
Oh,
lots of library materials being stolen here today, apparently.
Yes.
Played by LaWanda Page.
Sanford, isn't it?
No.
It's
Fred's sister-in-law.
It was the last name of the main character from the Matrix series, I believe.
Anderson?
Anderson is what it was. Esther Anderson.
Right. Okay, but she married
I love her eyebrows.
Oh, she's Fred's sister.
Fred, yeah.
Fred's
Anderson. Sister-in-law.
Yeah, sister's. Fred's wife's sister, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sister-in-law, yeah.
Yeah.
What 80s British singer was born Stuart Leslie Goddard?
George Michael?
Nope, that's a good guess, though.
Sting?
Not Sting?
No, he's Gordon Sumner.
Yeah. Is it like Adam Ant or somebody?
Adam Ant?
Okay.
Yeah.
Adam Ant.
Very well done.
Goody two shoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I ever tell you, that was the first concert I ever saw.
Really?
And do you know who opened for him? Was INXS.
Wow.
Opened for him?
Yeah. Wait, some small auditorium in Ohio.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of those eerie shows that you went to?
Yes.
Okay. In more ways than one? Very eerie.
It was very good, actually.
Let the record show that Joe is sitting here playing Scrabble.
Oh, I didn't make a move, so I'm not
you
playing.
Did. You did. Oh,
work.
Around. Oh, okay, oh didn't work.
It's not a real word.
How about this? This was in the mainstream news media when it all went down back in 2013, but see if you can remember. Prior to Pope Benedict XVI resigning in 2013, who was the last pope before that who resigned?
It's like 500 years ago.
In the 16th century, I think.
Actually, it says it was before that. Oh. I have 1415 here.
15th century,
Pope Joan.
Okay.
Jim, it's on you.
Nice.
I don't
nice.
Know.
Good historical reference.
I'm
just one of the
papal.
Gregories.
I'm giving you a partial credit. Pope Gregory the 12th in 1415.
Nobody will believe me if I say I was actually let's, thinking Gregory
and what was
the
his issue?
Yeah, let's put resigned what in quotation marks.
He wanted resigned.
He was probably run out of town by some arrival. Right.
Sometimes exactly. We vacation in Avignon.
Avignon, right.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe that.
The counter pope.
Exactly.
Anti-pope. What famous singer was once married to Connie Stevens, Elizabeth Taylor, Debbie Reynolds?
Eddie Fisher.
Eddie Fisher, indeed.
Lucky.
And La Liz.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't
mm-hmm.
sing mm-hmm. much.
Not after they told her not to. What's considered to be, sort of like popular knowledge, I guess, the world's largest museum?
Largest.
The Louvre?
It says the Louvre is what it says here.
Right? Yeah.
I've never been, but I heard they have an inverted pyramid.
Oh, the Louvre, mm-hmm. Is huge.
It is huge. Let's see here. What is the world's most visited museum? Met. At an annual attendance of 16 million.
The Met?
Wow.
It's not the Met.
The Guggenheim?
No, it's not in America.
It's not in America.
The Tate?
It's not in Britain.
Hermitage?
Mm-mm.
Is it in Florence, Italy?
Is it not.
Is it the Louvre?
The Mayo Halloween
exhibit.
It's
not the Louvre again. No, that's a good guess.
Not your Halloween exhibit. So.
No.
Not 16 million.
16 million.
Well, that's what it feels like living down the block from the Vincetta.
So
that's all.
It's not in America.
Nope.
Is it in Europe?
It is not in Europe.
Oh.
Is it in India?
It's not in India.
Okay, must be in China.
I think it's in China. Yeah. Yes. Okay. It's in China.
Which one?
National Museum of China.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm giving you partial credit. I believe it's the Palace Museum in Beijing.
Oh, okay.
So that's the former capital.
The horse.
Oh, I'm guilty.
Okay, so in terms of numbers, you know, when everybody brings their school class there, right. It's like 2,000 at a time.
That's right.
Okay. I've been there. Okay,
I was thinking some sort of news story in China would be only 16 million people visited the museum this year, a mere fraction of our total population.
Right. I know. I remember when Dr. Manzop was telling us about the village or the place in China where they were doing the BUCT courses. It's a small village, 65,000 people or something like that.
Unbelievable.
Like, only in China would that
two blocks of... long.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's right. What British musical group consisted of Tom Bailey, Alana Curry, and Joe Leeway?
Thompson Twins.
Oh, my gosh.
What a very poor moniker.
It wasn't because I like their music.
I remember I saw them play at Kobo and Tears for Fears open for them.
I hate them, too.
They were very much alike.
MTV was terrible for music. Its first few, I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
All these people in the 80s was awful.
So true.
80s music is great.
It's true.
The Go-Go's are great.
Go-Go's were good.
Thompson Twins are
U2, we go on. REM, outstanding.
Yeah.
Dave was having heart palpitations when the Go-Go's were mentioned.
Sorry, had a crush on them.
Did you ever see them in concert? They were awesome live.
Yes. Who is it? Gina Shock, the drummer? Oh, saucy. Uh-huh. Sorry.
Saucy.
Oh, my. Name two of four films, so two of four, that starred both Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor.
Silver Streak.
I don't have Blazing Saddles on this list.
Not Blazing Saddles.
Okay, Richard Pryor's only in it for like a minute.
Stir Crazy
is listed, so you guys, can you go for the bonus points here?
So Stir Crazy.
Because I remember
Silver
Stir Crazy is the one where they're dressed up as chickens, and the Silver Streak was the one where they're on the train.
On the train, yeah.
And what's the other one?
Can you imagine chimpanzees covering their eyes and their ears and their mouths?
2001? Oh, no, wrong.
Hear no evil, speak no evil.
See no evil, hear no evil was another one.
I don't remember that.
And very difficult for me to give a clue for the last one. It's called Another You. Another You was what it was called. So you got the two more popular.
That was
like I said, I just remember the chicken costumes. That was about it. I never saw the movie.
And Blazing Saddles you couldn't make today.
Yeah, well, that's also true. Yeah. That is absolutely
but it was
true.
Fun.
Oh, it's hysterical.
It's a great movie.
And they wanted Richard Pryor, too, but I guess the backers didn't feel comfortable. They were afraid he was going to do something stupid or say something. I guess.
How much beyond that do you get? But Cleavon Little's a good choice.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Yeah,
yes, he
can deliver those lines
I
pretty
because you weren't expecting quite that.
Hedy Lamarr.
How in the world did Harvey Korman not win an award for their performance? How?
Or Madeline Kahn.
The name of Minnie Mouse's cat in the regular continuity of the Mickey Mouseverse, I don't know, is the same as the cat from Pinocchio. What's the name?
Figaro.
Figaro was That's
his
name,
weird,
yes.
Thinking of a mouse character having
owning
a cat.
Okay, I was just thinking that. Like there's something really weird.
Is this any worse than Donald Duck serving Thanksgiving turkey?
Well, there you go. Yeah.
I was going to say
if
something about Donald Duck not wearing any pants.
Dewey, and Louie.
Because my kids are getting obsessed, and I'm very proud of them.
Just tell them not to Donald Duck it.
Right. With
in
the
public.
New iteration of DuckTales. But my five-year-old certainly noticed. He's like, why is everybody wearing pants or shorts besides Donald? That's like, Uncle Scrooge wears pants. Donald does not wear pants.
The Flasher.
What NBA star once professed he thought the best basketball player of all time was Meadowlark Lemon of the Harlem Globetrotters.
I'm sorry, what was the first part of the question?
What NBA star once professed he thought the best basketball player of all time was Meadowlark Lemon of the Harlem Globetrotters?
It can't be Michael Jordan.
No.
Oh, that,
Larry
before
Bird.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Before Larry Bird.
Dr.
Wilt Chamberlain.
It was Wilt.
Wow.
Yes. Wilt Chamberlain.
And I can understand why. Meadowlark Lemon was an amazingly agile human being.
Absolutely.
Wasn't Wilt Chamberlain a Globetrotter for like a season two?
Was he? Oh, I don't know that.
I think he was, very briefly. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, I'll buy that. You know, I mean, it would make sense.
I remember him coming out for the Knicks on that with a broken leg.
And scoring 100 points or, you know, whatever, and he claimed.
No, that was Willis Reed.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, okay, Willis Reed. That's right. Okay. Which U.S. president gave an unconditional pardon to all Vietnam War draft dodgers on
Gerald
his
Ford.
Very first day in office? It wasn't Ford. At least that's not what it says here.
Carter.
It says Carter is what it was. Yep.
That makes more sense.
First 24 hours.
Politically.
First 24 hours. Oh, wow.
Ford was too busy pardoning Nixon.
Well, but Ford did pardon some.
Oh, my. Rachel, thanks for the questions, but your number 20 is just a gut punch as your last question of the set. In what year did all Borders bookstores close? Oh, my.
2009.
Both incorrect, I'm afraid.
11.
It was 2011. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2011. Very, very sad. But thanks for those questions, Rachel.
Yeah, thanks, Rachel.
Very, very cool.
Send more.
Yes, we've got some questions to get us in the mood for the upcoming season here from our old friend Kimberly Richards.
Hey, Kimberly.
Out in California. Two holidays, Kimberly says, excluding Christmas, generate the most profit in the U.S. each year.
Halloween.
One is Valentine's Day and the other is Halloween, yes. So here are some questions based on my personal favorite holiday of all time. Let's see what we can figure out here about
All Hallows Eve.
Yes. In which country can claim the rights for Halloween's origins?
Germany.
Germany.
That's not what it says here.
Britain?
And even though
East
the answer
Germany.
Would be lots of different things, there's one that's known more
England.
For others. England, Ireland is what most people say.
I would say Ireland, but
yes. I think
Jack-o-lantern. Germany
Ireland.
Is probably closer to it.
Celtic festival is Samhain, sometimes pronounced Samhain,
Samhain.
Came from Ireland, so... Pagan worshippers and Christians, as per the usual, Kimberly has given us a little bit of background in every question, put aside their differences and focused on what they had in common, and it became All Hallows Eve.
Those crazy druids.
What's the most popular Halloween costume of all time based on sales?
Superman.
It's not Superman.
Batman.
That's what I would have guessed. Yeah. It says witch.
Yeah,
it says witch. Of course, we're...
Something for everyone.
Darth Vader's a good one. That's got to be a modern winner right there.
I figure a ghost, a bedsheet. So,
Well, now you get kids who dress up as Katy Perry, and they will tell you they're Katy Perry if you ask them who they are.
And Beth, now you know why I want to give away clam chowder for Halloween.
Of course, this year we've got a real good option.
What's that?
Well, just...
The giant orange band, baby?
Be orange.
For the people who keep track of and naming phobias... What are you called or said to be suffering from if you're afraid of Halloween?
Halloweenophobia?
Oh, Halloweenophobia is in the partial credit zone, but really? We need to go a little deeper than
pumpkin
that.
Pumpkin phobia.
Leslie Mayo?
No.
Samhain phobia.
She plays along. She plays along.
She tolerates.
Yes, she does. She tolerates.
She's a trooper.
No, it's Samhainophobia, going back to the Celtic word. So,
wasn't the right track.
Only makes sense.
How smart is that?
That's pretty smart.
So does Leslie have her day where you have to tolerate?
Let's see. What does... Okay.
Or a holiday. You
better not say Mother's
Day. She likes royalty.
No.
She likes to study the royalty.
She does like royalty, but what I have to suffer through is pretty easy. It only comes every once in a while. Figure skating and gymnast competitions.
Excuse me.
Hey, I like
sorry.
Those.
Why do you... You're not... Why are you suffering through those?
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Matt, I prefer team sports for the Olympics.
Matt, I've got a couch you can stay at for a couple nights if you need to, okay? You
know,
you're just around the corner.
I'm giving us a preview. We do have a Winter Olympics coming up in 2018.
I love the figure skating. The ice dancing in particular.
It's not my bag.
So pretty.
It's not my bag. Yes.
You'd rather watch Transformers movies so you could see stuff blow up?
And what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Such a guy.
No, I didn't even see the last one because I had someone who I trust deeply go, I think I am stupider for having viewed that movie, so I didn't go see it.
Just go see Atomic Blonde.
The last Transformers movie, yeah. Even though I grew up with those toys and I love them very much. Why are owls associated with Halloween? Owls.
Because they're night critters.
They definitely are, but people thought that they actually were representations of something.
Wisdom.
Wisdom, going one step deeper?
Deep wisdom?
Old English for wise is wick.
Wicked?
Witches familiars?
Well, actually, they thought they were witches.
Oh.
Yeah, they actually thought they were witches. Yep. So
that'd be quite the multitasking owl if it was also a, was also a witch.
That is true. No, this was medieval Europe. Medieval Europe. So it's quite a while ago. And I can't help but let this question not go by without mentioning... We used to get these posters from our lab safety companies. They were just thrown into orders we would place for chemicals, like "Be wise, protect your eyes," and the owl is wearing goggles. Mm-hmm. So we would put them up in our labs. And about 5 or 6 years ago, one of my students took me aside after the lab tour, you know, the safety talk. Professor Mayo, in Middle Eastern culture, owls are really stupid. So that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. And I'm like, taking that down right now. She's like, it's the equivalent of like putting a turkey up there and saying, be wise. It doesn't make any sense. Time has come for us to say goodbye, Professor Hill Vasquez.
Goodbye.
Professor Avised.
See ya.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Oljar.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Professor Tubbs.
A fond farewell.
Professor Evans.
Toodaloo.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the McNichols Campus Library. Here at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today, technically, by Michael Jason. Our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.